This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Many modern theologians are so devoted to preaching on the positive that they pervert many of the great passages of the Old Testament and of the New. They sometimes foolishly argue that Jesus accentuated the positive and eliminated the negative. It makes you wonder if those preachers and theologians have ever read the Lord's Sermon on the Mount. Can you think of a more negative statement than this? Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out demons, and in thy name have done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who work iniquity. Matthew 7:22-23. Jeremiah says he received a vision of the Lord. The Lord showed him two baskets of figs. One basket had very good figs, even like the figs that are first ripe. The other basket had very bad figs that could not be eaten because they were rotten. Jeremiah 24:1-2. The Lord explained to Jeremiah that the good figs symbolized the Israelites who would go willingly into Babylonian exile. The bad figs represented King Zedekiah, his princes, and the residue of Jerusalem that remained in the land, and the ones who dwelt in the land of Egypt. In other words, those who resisted the Babylonians were to be punished for their failure to go willingly into Babylon. God said concerning those who rebelled against going into Babylon, I will deliver them to be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth to their hurt, to be a reproach and a proverb, a taunt and a curse, in all the places where I shall drive them. Jeremiah 24:8-9. Many of us may have difficulty understanding why God would punish His people for resisting the Babylonians. We are taught to resist all enemies of our nation. But we have to remember that God was directing the nation of Israel through prophets like Jeremiah. God was telling them what was best for the nation of Israel. He was using the mighty Babylonian Empire to chastise and to discipline His own people. He intended for them to learn to obey His statutes and commandments. He had tried during most of the 7th and 8th centuries B.C., to turn them away from their wickedness. Nothing he had done had made much difference. So he employed a pagan nation to discipline his people. They should have returned from exile a wiser nation. Tragically, many of them went back to their old behavior that led eventually to the destruction of the nation of Israel. Some of those who rebelled against the will of God stayed in Palestine, and others escaped to other countries. Many of those who stayed died from starvation or from various diseases. The Lord told the Jews what would happen to the rebellious. And I will send the sword, the famine, and the pestilence among them, until they are consumed from off the land that I gave to their fathers. Jeremiah 24:10. The Israelites had two choices. They could go willingly into Babylonian exile, from which they would return after 70 years. Or they could remain in Palestine and die from starvation or pestilence. We do not know how many stayed in Palestine, but we know it was a grievous mistake to disobey the voice of God. Paul tells us, For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Romans 15:4. These great stories in the Old Testament were not written just to fill up space. They're to have meaning for all who believe the Word of God. May God help us to read these Old Testament incidents and learn the lessons God intended. If we do not profit from these great stories, we may bring the wrath of God on our heads. My friends, I encourage you to read God's Word, but not just to read it, to obey it from the heart. Thank you for listening today. And may God richly bless you.